Well, you're so cultural, getting so much culture that I can't talk to you. I called you yesterday to tell you how much I appreciated what you'd done on the consular treaty, and after I saw it on ticker, and they said you were en route to the cultural center.
No,
I said, well, God Almighty, I thought he's already full of culture.
Well, they had a meeting to discuss their deficit. Have you heard about their deficit?
Yeah, I sure as hell have. I'm always the first to hear all bad news.
Oh, Christ. They had a meeting. That's what they were
I go about. A day or two sometimes and don't get the good news. But the bad news, I'm on a direct circuit with all of them.
Yeah, that was bad news. Right.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, I was surprised and I was very, very pleased. And I thought that maybe the work had done some good. I spent a good deal of time with Dirksen and Hickenlooper.
Well, then. I know you did it, as a matter of fact.
No, but I worked awful hard with them, and I think that over the biggest hump, we have to follow it right on through. I was awfully surprised at Lausche. I just didn't call him and see him and talk to him, and I don't know that I could have done a bit of good, but this is so obviously to our interest, and that we're the ones that insisted on it. These fellows that claim they're so interested in protecting our security ought to be able to see it.
Well, Lausche's mighty tough, you know how
know.
He is. Well, I know nobody else could have done anything with Dirksen, I'm sure. And the two went together, so I think it's fine.
I hope you think we've got some work to do, but if you'll tell me anybody else that we ought to talk to between now and then while we get our heads together before you call it up, and we'll try to... You think it's reasonably good condition, don't you?
I do.
I told Nick to just spend all the time he needed to on it, and you tell him anything you need for him to do.
I think so. I think you, Dirksen and Hickenlooper are the key to it. My guess is you'll get around 80 votes for it.
Gosh, I hope so.
Well,
I think that in the light of the non-proliferation thing, and I've been spending a good deal of time with McCloy, and he's going back over this damn Kiesner jumped on us night full last, said we'd agreed with the Russians without consulting him, and we have consulted them. Second, we haven't got any agreement, but we're getting close, and they look like they want to bust it up. But I don't want the Russians to think that we can't even cover the ground we stand on. We make agreements and we can't even get them supported, and because they won't be so anxious. I've got a little indication that this ABM thing will move along pretty good.
Yeah.
And then if we could get it going and non-proliferation sewed up, well, it would be encouraging.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, partner, I saw your sweet wife at lunch today, and I told her to tell you that I'd called you, and I missed you there. Your office said you'd gone to the...
I didn't know you'd call. There was no word left, and when I got... Nobody told me you'd call.
I told the operator, I said, get Senator Fulbright and Senator Mansfield and Senator Dirksen, and she... came back and said, Senator Fulbright's not there. And I said, well, where is he? Get him where he is.
Well,
he said he's gone to the... He's en route, they said, to the cultural center. It must have been right after you voted. Did you leave about noon?
Yeah. See, they had a meeting and a luncheon. Roger Stevens down there at a office building. I don't know. It's 1800 G Street. I've never been there before. It's temporary quarters. They probably didn't know where it was. But anyway, my office knew.
I didn't want to bother... She asked if I wanted to call you at the center, and I said no.
See, it's not. It's just a temporary office they've got down there, and he had a meeting to go over and tell us all about the bad news. That's what it's about.
Well, goodbye. Thank you a lot, Bill.
Okay.
Bye.